How to study for a pop quiz. To study means to comprehend. That asks that you enter the field. For example, a programming pop quiz demands that you are already a programmer. This is the opposite of what the teacher is doing. They are simply sampling your readiness for an upcoming test that will reveal their performance to all the people above them. They are allowed to throw away the quiz, but the big test is their performance score. It's evidence of how well they are working. Your teacher wants you to brainlessly memorize for your test. Because as far as state testing is concerned, memorization is indistinguishable from comprehension, and as far as the teacher is concerned, memorization guarantees good performance scores. There's even a bigger problem here. If you just memorize without comprehension, you will not actually learn programming, or much about it even. You will have a passing GPA, but no functional knowledge upon your graduation. The teacher's focus is on their paycheck. You are being coerced into cramming. And the result is knowledge not only being denied, but downright stolen from you. The teacher wants you to worry about passing and about the GPA, but this is not a real education. Real education would have you inspired and learning all the time. It would help you graduate and start your little company, and then dream about the future being free of poverty. Learning programming in particular is actually quite special. It may just be something that will eventually be recognized as a meta subject. When compared to math, physics, and biology, programming gives you the tools to understand those subjects. A programmer can study by simulating various systems. To focus on mathematics specifically, programming notation is far more rational and readable than the mathematical one. Please search the internet for math as code that bears the header, "This is a reference to ease developers into mathematical notation by showing comparisons with JavaScript code." Side note, JavaScript is actually a special language because it does not require variable type definitions and it still sits well in the C family. In JavaScript, you don't have to say that X is a string of letter characters or an integer but not a double or some particular object or a list of thereof. You just say X equals whatever you need, and JavaScript will take care of it for you. That's very powerful. JavaScript has nothing to do with Java. Both languages are in the C family, as in letter C. And Java is just slang for coffee, which you don't need to drink to understand any of this. What's really cool is that JavaScript is the language that you still have to learn when you are misled into starting with a different language, but now hope to integrate the applications that you have created with the web. The compilers and transpilers are always second to just simply learning the friendly and kind JavaScript. So, it's a great start. Given the way things are this day and age, with schools practicing ineffective education and AI being available to all, I would argue that it is foolish to learn mathematics without learning JavaScript first. Those who disagree with me are probably a little bit ignorant, a little bit of scared of learning programming and then approaching mathematics through it, and they are certainly incapable of teaching comprehension of a subject. It's really important to understand, to comprehend, rather than merely memorize formulas. More than that, there is a little tiny framework called p5.js, and as it leans towards graphics, it naturally revolves around math and mathematical functions and formulas. Then you can go on to learn how to use Node-RED, which is basically a visual programming language that will ask you for tiny snippets of JavaScript, and here you will find yourself getting a broader picture of programming, including network programming. At this point, you can start looking at JavaScript tutorials, where you will learn JavaScript as a standalone language, and finally, get to code the server-side applications with Node.js and friends that will take you deeper into networking, and eventually deployment onto a bare-bone Linux host and even self-provisioning schemes where you distribute your functions. Do not be scared of deploying your Node.js applications on Linux. Take time to create honeypots where you can monitor how automated bots are scanning various systems and learn from that. You can even make money from that by providing a simple service where you are monitoring for attacks. You can call it internet weather. Then you can charge your customers a few dollars so that they have a nice dashboard where they can see all the attacks happening on the network that their servers are at. It is somewhere here, after a few years of just the most fascinating journey across JavaScript. I mean, we're talking about graphics and bots and automated, maybe even AI attacks, where you are finally learning how it all fits together. Here, you will be able to pass your programming quiz. I know, but don't get angry. A lot of fraud is happening in the world. A lot of half measures are in place, and a lot of people are just trying to put food on their table at the cost of all the future ahead. First of all, take a step back. The pop quiz, as it turns out, was unimportant. It was a fragment of some fraudulent scheme to turn your future into a cheap paycheck. You must not tolerate cramming, as that is theft, where you are victimizing yourself out of functional and useful knowledge. Most of your class wants the GPA and a diploma to move beyond, to get out of the school. But that just makes them uneducated, inauthentic, and a large part of the fraud, because by doing nothing, they just propagate it further. You have to talk to them. You will have to try to do it many times until they understand. You will fail at first. Your teacher knows that everyone is scared and no one will listen to you. Nobody will stand up for the truth, for comprehension. They count on it. And you can't do it alone. They'll just tag you as gifted and you'll graduate before you realize you simply got flushed out of their way. You will have to convince others to just say, "We don't want to memorize so that you just keep getting paid. We want to comprehend so that we can break out of our poverty, so that we may build our own startups where we pay taxes not on what we take home, but whatever is left after we make all the necessary purchases to build more." Child, there is a real danger that if you continue merely trying to get to the next thing, You will watch your children shipped off to Europe under a mandatory draft, or it may even happen to you. The adults are not in control. The only way you can pass this pop quiz is by helping your class to hand it all in blank and begin demanding authentic education. You will need private AI trained on the best professors, narrated books, and plenty of adventures to make room for them. Now that we have this simple AI, it is now possible to get private, personal, up-close, individualized instruction, and that is something you must immediately demand. Go up to the most saying circle of friends in your classroom and ask them for help. At first, they will tell you that they just want to graduate, but you tell them that now is the time to learn for real. Do not worry that they will laugh at you for saying that now is not the time to go gentle into that good night. Say that the choices we make today will dictate the future ahead of you. To thine own self be true. And add that to grow up means to grow all the way up until each of you rises to become a great being. They are scared and inconvenienced and pushed around. It will take them a little bit of time to understand the gravity of the situation. Please, you must resist ineffective or fake education and help those that come after you to a better future. Many changes are required for a better and safer world. But the more you learn for real, the more powerful you become. The only way to pass your quiz is to embrace authenticity and reject ineffective education. All the history's great beings are on your side. They are waiting for you in narrated books at the library. This is not a mad world. This is your world.